Kyle McMahon, would you open us up in prayer? Please remain standing. Turn over one page to 241. 241, Christ arose. Low in the grave he lay, Jesus, my Savior. Page 241, Christ arose. This time we're going to have a special by our mixed ensemble.
Stood as captive slaves, the bonds of sin and death our chains, but he with blood of freedom bought. It was finished on the cross. It was finished on the cross.
The weight of sin, the sting of death, were swallowed up by righteousness, vanquished by the Son of God. It was finished on the cross. It was finished on the cross. Now we rejoice in victory. We lift our eyes to Calvary. Before the battle has begun, by Jesus' blood it has been won. It was finished on the cross. have turned from sin. The flesh is waging war within. Though sin remains, our guilt is gone. It was finished on the cross. It was finished on the cross. His gift of grace my heart betrays, with urge to merit or repay. We need not live to pay the cost. It was finished on the cross.
We can rejoice, we can clap because we got a Lord that we can sing to, we can sing about and rejoice in, and God is so good. God is so good. Direct your attention to the bulletin here. Of course, this is Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, and he says in Luke 24, verse 6, he is not here but risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified. The reason Jesus Christ was crucified, God sent his only Son to die on the cross for our sins. And if you're here this morning, you do not know with certainty that when you die, you'll go to heaven. The Bible says it is appointed unto a man once to die and then the judgment. Jesus Christ paid our penalty on the cross. And that penalty is a penalty for sin. See, a lot of us, even before we're saved and whatnot, we say, well, so-and-so is going to get what's coming to him. We know there's going to be a judgment. And Jesus Christ, God Almighty, is a righteous judge. And the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And because of our sin, we'll be judged for our sin. And the Bible says that we'll be cast into the lake of fire because of our sin. But God loves us so much, and he loves you this morning. And he only asks that you put your faith in him. Accept what he did for you on the cross. And say, dear God, please forgive me, I'm a sinner. And the Bible says that God will give us eternal life. But that's not the end of the story. And the third day rise again. And that's what we're celebrating today. Jesus Christ died. He was in the tomb for 3 days and three nights. And yay, he rose again in fulfillment of the scriptures. And he has life. He is life. He gives us life. Oh, we got a lot to praise God for this morning. Looking ahead here, we're looking at today is Sunday. There's no evening service tonight. And then next week, we got potluck after service. So there'll be no evening service next Sunday either. And a business meeting, May 6th, Sunday evening, the business meeting. And church members, how many here are planning to be here at the business meeting? Praise God. We need 75% quorum for the business meeting because we're going to amend the bylaws. And I'll still be giving everybody a call just because I know you want to hear my voice. And I wouldn't want to deprive you of that. So, I'll give a call just a reminder and whatnot. And we got Mother's Day banquet coming up. And then all the camps. We want to thank you on behalf of Liberty Baptist Church this morning. Thank each and every one of you for being here this morning. We appreciate it so much. Thank you.
All right, please join me in stand one more time and we'll grab a hymnal, turn to page number 68. Page 68, He Lives, I Serve and Risen Savior. He's in the world today. Page number 68, He Lives, on the first.
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives.
Sing that second verse. When you reach the chorus, greet your neighbor with a handshake on the second.
In all the world around me, I see His loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of His appearing will come at last.
Thank you. find your place, join me the last verse of page number 68. He lives on the last.
Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along this narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
Amen. So at this time we'll have the ushers come, and during the offering we'll have a special by an instrumental trio. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for all that you've given us. Thank you for the day we can celebrate the empty tomb, Lord. And I pray that you just give us a wonderful day. Be with pastors he preaches, that you give him the words to say, Lord, and that you would speak to our hearts. We thank you again so much for all that you've given us, for your grace and your mercy, Lord. And I pray that you be with the offering now. I pray that you help the monies to go far. And we thank you for just the opportunity to give back what you've given to us. I be with this now in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. And this time we're going to have a special by a trio. Thank you.
that's been drawn through the ages. On that line stands an old rugged cross. On that cross, a battle is raging for the gain of man's soul or his loss. On one side march the forces of evil, all the demons and the devils of hell. On the other, the angels of glory, and they meet on Golgotha's hill.
Turn your Bibles this morning to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28 in the verse 1. In the end of the Sabbath, of course, the Jewish Sabbath is Saturday. As it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, so they, Jesus didn't rise in the morning. The tomb was discovered empty in the morning. The women didn't go there for 3 days and three nights because they hired guards for 3 days and three nights so that no one could steal the body. The chief priests hired guards. So the women didn't even go there till Sunday morning. And at the dawn there, and came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. Behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not, for I know ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here. Praise God, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid, and go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. This morning, I think all of us can agree, complex beings. I didn't realize how complex we were until I got married. But we are very complex beings. And we're trying to find complex answers to difficult questions, all kinds of questions in this world. We're all searching for answers. We now have a lady in Helena that does, is it Tarot or Tarot? I never, they're reading the cards to try and find answers. There's ways to get rich quick schemes there. They got lost wages, and then we got casinos here filled with people trying to get rich quick and finally trying to find contentment in life. We got social media, and we're on the social media trying to find, some of us are trying to find significance in life via social media, whether it be the Facebook or Instagram or... I'm not in any of them because I'm beyond hope when it comes to significance in life, maybe. I don't know. But anyways, there's all kinds of things out there. And then we got Stephen Hawking, the former professor of mathematics at the University of Cambridge. He was called science's brightest star. And he had questions and theories on the hereafter. But can I say this? Stephen Hawking had no answers. No definitive answers. We long to be accepted by those around us. We get an education so maybe we can become worthy in some manner. We're doing good deeds, trying to find a purpose in life. We'd be nice to others. Hopefully, outweighing the bad with in my life with the nice things in my life. Some of us look at and hope for relief with drugs and alcohol. We are complex beings seeking purpose and meaning in life. But I'm here this morning to tell you this, via the Bible, via the Word of God, that there's a very simple answer to all these questions. All these difficult and problematic questions. And his name is Jesus Christ. And let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day, and we ask you to please be with us this morning. I pray that you help us, Lord, throw all this garbage out of our heads. Clear our minds, Lord. Please soften our hearts this morning to your word. We collectively give you permission to speak to us this morning. We thank you for being our God. We thank you for sending Jesus to be our Savior. We We thank you for your word. And we ask that this, we do all things pleasing to you, and that this message be a blessing to you and to those who are, those here, Lord. We thank you and praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to break these 10 verses down. First of all, the time, we discovered the time. And that was when the tomb was found empty. There was a great earthquake. The individuals here are the women. In verse 1, they came to see. They came to see. Sabbath as it began to dawn, they became Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. They came to anoint the body of Jesus Christ. In Mark, it tells us that they brought sweet spices that they might come to anoint him, because really, they knew that Jesus Christ said he was going to die. They knew that Jesus Christ said he was going to be crucified. And yet, they of little faith, just like us here, how many of us would go to the tomb expecting it to be open? How many of us would run to the tomb and say, oh, Jesus said he'd rise again, and I believe that that stone will be rolled away? No, we would just be like the Marys, coming to anoint the body of Jesus Christ for death. We see another individual, an angel, and he rolled a stone away in verse 2. And it says in verse 2 that the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, came, rolled back the stone from the door, and sat on it. Now, why in the world would the angel sit on the stone? I know why. And I have a very theological answer for you. Because I was a kid. And when Pat or Charlie told me not to touch their bike, I not only touched their bike, but I sat upon it. Victorious. And then let the fight begin. That's what the angel was doing. He sat on that stone, victorious. Letting the women know, letting the guards know, letting whoever would come to the tomb, the stone is rolled away, it's unsealed, and the Savior, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Creator of heaven and earth, the bright and morning star, the Son of David, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, is risen. Death has no hold on our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ. And then we see the keepers, for fear of him, verse 4, the keepers did shake and became dead men. They feared for their lives. Then we see another individual here in verse 9, Jesus. And as they went, the women went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. This was the resurrected Christ. Turn back, if you would, please, to Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27, we'll start in verse 26. Then released he Barabbas, this is Pilate, unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, whipped him with a cat of nine tails, they put a crown of thorns on his head, they beat him, they smacked him, they spit on him. He delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. They stripped him and put on a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee, before him and mocked him, saying, hail, King of the Jews. They spit on him, took the reed and smote him on the head. And after they mocked him, they took the robe off him and put him a raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. These women saw Jesus. And here in verse 9 of Matthew chapter 28, this Jesus who had once suffered for sins, 1 Peter chapter 3, the just for the unjust, Jesus Christ went to the cross for every one of us. Because once again, the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every one of us knows that we're not perfect. Every one of us knows that we cannot do what's right, no matter how much we want to. Now, some of us may do more right than others, but compared to absolute perfection, none of us. There's none that doeth good, the Bible says. No, not one. And Jesus Christ The just died for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but then quickened by the Spirit, he rose again. Once again, if you're here this morning, you're not sure that heaven is your home, know this, that God wants you to be sure. God wants you in the worst way to know that heaven is your home. God wants you to know that your sins are forgiven. God wants you not to walk around with the burden of sin, with the burden of doubt, with all this burden, this baggage, this garbage of this life on your shoulders. He wants to cleanse you. He wants to make you free. He wants to give you the peace that passes understanding. Jesus Christ wants to give you the gift. It's a free gift of eternal life. Know that you're a sinner. And I think all of us do. Know that you're in definite need of a Savior. What am I going to do with my sin? Give it to Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "For whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved or delivered from the wrath of God." The wrath of God is hell. Like I mentioned earlier, there's going to be a judgment day. People are going to get their comeuppance. But Jesus took ours on the cross. And so these women see the crucified body, Jesus Christ, that was crucified and now glorified, a new body, but still with the holes in the hands and the feet. These women worshiped Jesus. They had seen their Lord do miracles. They'd seen the message and works of compassion of their Lord. They saw Him when He provided no defense at judgment hall, no defense before the priest, no defense before King Herod, but went willingly to the cross on our behalf. They saw Him crucified in excruciating pain. That's where the word excruciating comes from, is from crucify. An excruciating pain on the cross for our sins. And it says here now, and they came and held Him by the feet and worshiped Him. They fell down at His feet and held those feet that were tickled by His mother, by His aunt, by His father. Those feet that were in Jerusalem at 12 years old, while Jesus taught the doctors. Those same feet that were plunged into the River Jordan when He was baptized. Those same feet that walked throughout Galilee, preaching in synagogues and teaching the commandments of God to love no other but God Himself, to love thy neighbor as thyself. Those same feet that traveled to Samaria, those same feet that traveled to Jerusalem, and those same feet that went up to the Ria della Rosa. I look at what a great song. Those same feet that went to Golgotha on our behalf, and those same feet that were nailed to the cross, these women worshiped at His feet, and the nail holes were still in those feet. The message of Jesus, He says in verse 9, "All hail," which means rejoice. Why wouldn't we rejoice? Why wouldn't they rejoice? Because as Jesus, the only sign that He gave was that as Jonah was in the belly of a fish for 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. And yea, according to the gospel, the definition of the gospel, Jesus Christ died for our sins. He was buried for 3 days and three nights. Yea, He rose again in fulfillment of the Scriptures. There's no reason for any of us not to rejoice this morning. We serve a risen Savior. He's not a myth. God is real. Every time we sign a deed or anything, it's the year of our Lord. Jesus Christ, the year. He's real. And He says in verse 10, "Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. just like a reminiscent of Jesus walking on the water, he saith unto them, it is I, be not afraid. We need not be afraid because Jesus said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6, so that we may boldly say that the Lord is my helper. A lot of us need help this morning. A lot of us are without hope this morning. A lot of us will go home tonight and put our head on the pillow without hope, wondering what tomorrow will bring. A lot of us will put our head on our pillow without peace, all in a lather, in a dither, because of this thing called life that we cannot escape while we're here. What am I going to do with my sin? How am I going to handle this life? What does the future have in store for me? He also says, be not afraid. Besides, go be afraid. He says, go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee and they shall see me. And we can apply this to our lives as believers. Jesus told them, go tell. And we need not be afraid to go tell. We need not be ashamed to go tell others about Jesus Christ because we have a message. We have a message of life in a world that seems to be consumed with death. The music on the radio, the TVs on the shows on the TV, death, 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 death. Suicide, zombies. I never saw so many zombies in my life. Zombie this and zombie that. This world is consumed with death, and we have a message of life. And his name is Jesus Christ. We need not be afraid, and we need not be ashamed to tell others about the life in Christ. We have a message of light in a dark, gloom, and doom world of sin. This world has nothing to offer. Nothing. But we have a message of light. We have a message of hope in a hopeless and lost existence of mankind. We have a message that my Savior loves me. Hey, you know what? My Savior loves me so much, He died for me. And that He rose again for me. Oh, well, where do you go to worship Him? There is no place to go to. There's no grave. There's no grave marker. There's no mausoleum. There's no tomb. Well, why not? Because He's not here. He's risen. He's alive. And I'm forgiven. And heaven's gates are open wide. What about the message of the angel? Matthew chapter 28, verse 5. And the angel answered, said unto these women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. For he is not here, he is risen. We're going to look very seriously at the message of the angel this morning. Because whether you know it or not, whether you realize it or not, this statement, I know that you seek Jesus. I know that you seek Jesus, whether you realize it or not. We at Liberty Baptist Church want you to know this morning there is a God. And that this is His word. This is His letter to us, to mankind. And this is truth, absolute truth. The Bible says, thy word is truth. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. We want you to know this morning that God created you. That God not only created you, but He gave you life. And Jesus loves you this morning. And Jesus wants to have a relationship with you. Jesus died for you, and Jesus rose again for you. Each as an individual. I'm not necessarily glad that God loves all of us. I'm glad He loves each of us. Wow! Even me! He loves even me. And I want you to know this morning that Jesus is seeking you. Jesus says he comes in this world to seek and to save that which is lost. So whether you know it or not, whether you want to acknowledge it or not, whether you realize it or not, you deep down, you really are seeking Jesus. How do I know that? Well, are you tired of not finding yourself worthy? Are you wondering what your purpose and meaning are in life? Are you trying to be accepted by those around you? Are you tired of not being loved in a way that's real? Are you working hard to find self-worth, to somehow find joy? Are you working hard to make it to heaven? And finally, are you fearful, not knowing where you're going when you die? This morning, you really are seeking Jesus. As the angel said to the woman, "Fear not, for I know that you seek Jesus." Jesus said, "Come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest." Boy, in this world of hustle and bustle and scurrying there and scurrying there, and still behind. You used to take 15 minutes. I still make oatmeal on the stove. I like doing it that way. Throw some raisins in there, a lot of salt. That way, when you put the sugar in there, But now you got a microwave, and it takes longer. That 2 minutes on the microwave takes longer than 15 minutes on the stove, right? You hit the thing, bing. Forever. We get the hustle and bustle of life, we can never get ahead. I know that you see Jesus. Because once again, when we put our head on our pillow at night, we're empty. "Fear ye not," he says, "for I know that you see Jesus." You not only seek Jesus to give you purpose and meaning in this world, but you seek Jesus to take away your sin. I will say these things have I written that you may know you have eternal life. There's no hope, so maybe so, I think so. God wants you to know so. If you believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can know you have eternal life. How would you know that? God says so. Whether I believe it or not, God says so, and that settles it, period. Science says we need at least 4 basic things to live: water, air, food, and light. 3 basic, right? And Jesus says, "Whosoever drinks of water I shall give him shall never thirst." Jesus said unto them, "I am the bread of life, and he that cometh to me shall never hunger." Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. You see, the answer to complex questions is Jesus Christ. And there's a very simple answer. How do we come to Jesus? The Bible says it's by faith. We're glad you're here at Liberty Baptist Church, but it is not through a church that you get through Jesus Christ. It is not through a Baptist church. It is not through Liberty Baptist Church that you get to Jesus Christ. It is by faith that you receive Christ, but that you accept Christ, what he did on the cross for you. It is by faith. Without faith, it is impossible, the Bible says, to please him. John 3:15, whosoever believeth in him, that faith or trust, should not perish, but have eternal life. For by grace you are saved through faith. Believing
You'll never have to come to church again. Although God does something to your heart that you become hungry for the Word of God. But it's by faith, trusting Him, that He died on the cross for your sin. It's by faith that you call upon Him and ask Him forgiveness of sin. It's by faith that you ask Him to help you. It's by faith that you can know you have eternal life. I might say this, the Lord will not make the problems of the world go away. Right? There's some, life is just charity and it's a cakewalk. No, life is not a cakewalk. And God won't take these problems away, nor will He take consequences away. But this is what God will do for you. This is what Jesus Christ will do for you. This is why you seek Jesus Christ this morning. What He will do is He'll give you a free gift of eternal life. And He'll give you the power and ability and wherewithal to deal with the problems of this life. Rather than reacting, you can respond in a godly manner, in a manner that is profitable and beneficial to you. He'll provide you peace. The Bible says the peace that passes all understanding, knowing that you are loved by the Creator of the world. And I wish I could describe that peace to you, but I cannot. It's a peace that only passes verbalizing, but it's a peace that passes understanding. What else will God do for you? Jesus Christ will give you comfort and guidance as you negotiate through this thing called life. And finally, another thing He'll do is He offers hope. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God. I threw that in there because it's got faith in there, see? Through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice, the hope of glory of God. And not only so, here we are, but we glory in tribulations. These things in life that are problems, we can glory in them. We can be thankful for them. We can hit them head on. We can battle them with the best of them. Why? Because we glory in tribulations also, knowing the tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience. Hey, look at me. There are things that we go through and Jesus Christ helps us. And we have a source to go to. And we can pray to Him while we're driving. And He gives us answers and He gives us wisdom. And He gives us a peace about the decisions we're going to make. And after we get through a couple of those experiences, and we know that He'll never leave us, and we know that He's a comfort to us, then it says that experience brings hope. So when some other thing in life hits us, we got hope. You know why? Because I'm His. I'm with the risen one. I'm with Him over there. I'm with Jesus Christ. I'm with the one who loved the world. I'm with the one who sacrificed Himself for the world. I'm with Him. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's who I'm with. And He's with me. And He gives me hope. And He gives me help. Oh, you just can't beat Jesus Christ. We're going to have an invitation this morning. Our original introduction was we are complex beings trying to find complex answers to difficult questions. Fear ye not. Oh, fear ye not. For I know that ye seek Jesus. There's a very simple answer to all these difficult, problematic questions. His name is Jesus. I'm going to read a little poem. There is no one like Jesus, our Savior and Lord. The message is timeless. The price we could not afford. On the cross, He bore our shame. Suffering He died, our souls to reclaim. 3 days later, he rose from the grave. He purchased our pardon. We are no longer enslaved. You're tired of being enslaved by sin this morning? You're tired of being enslaved by this thing called life and circumstances and situations? Fear not, for I know that you seek Jesus. Ask Him to forgive you of your sin. Ask Him to help you. Trust Him as your Savior. Trust Him as your Deliverer. I guarantee you, He will do it. Because He says so. And He loves you. And this is the most important decision in your whole life. It's the most important decision in the universe. Your eternity depends upon it this morning if you're not saved. This is the most important decision. Won't you trust Christ this morning? You never regret trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior. Let's stand.
383.
383 this morning. Won't you come? For those of us who are saved, let's still go to Jesus and He'll help us. Let's go to Him and thank Him. 383.
I hear a Savior say, my sins He does know. I'll keep this watch and pray, find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain.
One thing about the Lord of the Bible, be God. He's not just the God of the Bible, He's the God of the universe. He's the only living true God. The one that defeated death, the one that gives us life and gives us eternal life. One thing about God is that He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at once. This is my plea this morning. When you walk out of these doors, you need to be secure. You're being proper.